back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Friday, March 20th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us every Friday from 10 to 11, Pastor Rusty Chatfield with a history lesson, a discussion, something that either applies to the Constitution, the Bible, our history, and then bringing it home to current events. And today he's got a very interesting topic for us, oaths. O-A-T-H-S. Amen. Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yes, oaths. Listen to this. Virtually everything in the world is built upon oaths. The country. Everything. Almost everything. Yet you take oaths that bind you to something. Let me start with the Declaration of Independence. You've heard me quote this. In case anybody wants to, I quoted it verbatim. The entire thing a few months ago, just so I could say I did it. And Randy put it on his, where's that at again, Randy? On your
YouTube channel. Yep.
YouTube channel, in case you want to see me. I know this, studied this my entire life. Okay. The last phrase of the Declaration, which is, we normally talk about the first two paragraphs, which are very important, of course. But the last phrase, and for the support of this Declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. It's one thing to declare your independence, but they were pledging, vowing, promising, taking an oath to each other. And they pledged everything, promised everything, vowed everything. Their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. There has to be something holding this Second Continental Congress together, this creation of a new country. You had to be committed to this, and you were going to hold it together. Oh, well, until I disagree with General Washington and some of the moves he's made, because, you know, after the battle of, after we forced the British to leave Boston. We've had one defeat after another. He fled New York. He fled south across New Jersey, then over to He's sitting in Pennsylvania. He's a loser. We need a new oath. Or a new commander. You don't forsake things like that. The whole revolution, the whole country would have died without people pledging to each other their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. This is, everybody, the basis of the Declaration of Independence and our entire country. It goes back to the social contract theory of government, which I believe to be the right one, of John Locke. Okay, John Locke lived, wrote this in the 1660s. Everybody was familiar with Locke, especially Thomas Jefferson. The entire Declaration of Independence is all takes the philosophy of John Locke. He taught, John Locke did, that government is a voluntary agreement made by individuals to protect their life, their liberty, and their property. It's an agreement. It's a vow. It's a commitment. We're agreed. We're going to protect each other's lives, fortunes, property, because we can't do it by ourselves. We must band together to form a government. And as George Washington said in his farewell address, it's presupposed when you're in the government, you're going to obey the laws of the government. I mean, we formed this government. Now we're going to obey the laws. We're committed to that.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
We'll be right back. seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Pastor Chatfield talking about oaths and pledges and basically everything in our society. Our history of this country has been based on that. Basically, Pastor Chatfield, like you say, from the Declaration of Independence.
Right. And in the why do you think they put, and I'll read it in a minute, the oaths in the Constitution for the president? We have oaths in for government, oaths in military. Okay, now, somebody would say, well, Pastor Chatfield, okay, yes, that last couple sentences of the Declaration, and for the support of this Declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor. They were promising, pledging, taking a vow, if you will, to do that. But, it is true that in the second paragraph of the Declaration, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. It is true sometimes when government goes so far away from its intended purpose, which is to protect lives and persons, people, life, liberty, and property, that sometimes you have to form a new government. That's true. But boy, oh boy, you have to be extremely careful. You don't want to break apart. You don't want to break apart things. And so there is some tension. This is not an absolute, of course, not absolutely the case always, but we want to hold things together. We're trying to hold things together. There are so many different oaths. Now, one of the most fundamental oaths is the oath of marriage. Now, I've got a very short version of this. I, Rusty, that's my name, take thee, Betty, to be my wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, in poverty as in wealth, and forsaking all others, keep myself only unto her so long as we both shall live. I do promise. I will love, cherish, and till death do us part. That is a sacred promise. It's marriage, holding a man and a woman together. It's important. Now, of course, it is true we live in a sin-fallen world, sin-cursed world, and marriage is designed to be, by God, one man, one woman, one lifetime. Oh, somebody out there will say, well, Pastor Chatfield, what if a partner breaks the covenant? Well, Jesus said, well, divorce is allowed. Moses allowed it for the hardness of your hearts. That's what Jesus said. But from the beginning, it was not so. God, when we enter into marriage, we're not planning on breaking it. We're planning on till death do us part. The whole society would collapse without the oath, without the vow, without the promise, the pledge of one man and one woman to raise children. That's God's way. That's God's plan. Marriage between a man and a woman. That's all it is. Now, in our government, it is. Let me. I'll come back to government. Here's at our school every morning. First thing I say, please stand for the pledges. We have three pledges. First one, Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. No,
including,
yeah, you stand,
including,
you do the pledges.
Including the unborn is what I always add. Go ahead.
Okay. Then we have a pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all that believe. And then we have a pledge to the Bible. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. We stand and we make our pledges. every day, every day, we remind ourselves of our pledge. We believe in that. We pledge allegiance. We tie our kids, or try to make them, require it to stand up, put their hand on their heart, and you say, well, what if they don't want to? Well, then I guess they're going to find a different school. That's what we're going to do. I mean, the whole society is built on the cohesiveness of our society is dependent upon it. Now, here's one for you. Back in the day, did you play Little League Baseball, Randy?
Absolutely.
Listen to this. It's still valid. It's still good. The Little League pledge. I trust in God. I love my country and will respect its laws. I will play fair and strive to win, but win or lose, I will always do my best. What a great pledge. Very short. Hey, I trust in God. I love my country. You got to love that from the Little League pledge. And I love, it's just the whole thing. Now, here's the military pledge. Here's when you enter the military, you just don't join up and say, well, I'm going to join up because I need a job and I might try this for a few weeks, a few months. When you're in, you are in. And you're in for 2, 3 years, 4, however many you sign up for. And you have to give this pledge. Here's the military pledge. I state your name. Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to the regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. Got that? I love how they added so help me God. Now, here's the president's pledge, oath. This is in the Constitution. Then I'll give you a little historical background on this. Here's what George Washington first started, first president. He said, and it's in the Constitution, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Okay, it's read by the Chief Justice. George Washington added, because this part is not in the Constitution, but he added, so help me God. And now, the so help me God is added in virtually all of our government pledges, like in the military. And now, the Chief Justice adds that, so help me God. And that's fine. I remember, you know, I noticed that a few inaugurations back, that's not in the Constitution, the so help me God, but it's so entrenched in our history. And then, by the way, George Washington bent down and kissed the Bible. And we know that Harry Truman did the same thing. Harry Truman did the same thing. And you bring a Bible, put your hand on the Bible, and you swear an oath to the Constitution. Praise the Lord for that. Now, here's, if you want to become a legislator in the state of Michigan, here's what you have to swear or pledge or promise. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this state, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of senator, representative, according to the best of my ability. You take an oath. We require it to take an oath. Now, by the way, all these oaths are only as good as the character of the people that are making it. That's why oaths are important. Honesty is important. It binds us. It holds us together. There is a certain degree of libertarian thinking. They really don't kind of like this very much because they're so individualized. And I get it. Let's go back to John Locke for a second. He believed that people were born in a perfect state of nature and that we are all individually free. We're born free. And true enough. But in the world in which we live, unless you, Randy, and I, Rusty, commit ourselves to each other and our cause, our government, we can't protect ourselves from bad guys because bad guys will come and they will try to take our life, our liberty, or our property. That's the whole point of government. We agree to collectively form a civil body politic to protect ourselves in group. And that's the whole point of the Declaration of Independence. Yes, there comes a time when you can start a new government, but we don't need a new government. We don't need a new constitution. We just need to follow the one we got. And there's some differences. Maybe we'll talk about that. Now, listen to this one. This is the oath that the when you become a naturalized citizen, this is very important. You got to take an oath. Got to take an oath. Here it is. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by law, that I will perform non-combatant services in the armed forces of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform work of national importance under civilian direction when required by the law, and that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, so help me God. So everybody comes over to this country, naturalized citizen, they promise that. They raise their hand, put their hand on, and they promise, take an oath, that is what they'll do. I mean, this kind of is a little subject. It's just a little bit. You notice during the World Baseball Classic, did you watch any of those baseball games?
Oh, Randy? You betcha. Yes, sir.
I watched
everyone.
Them.
Everyone.
did you know that a lot of the guys, like on Italy, are American citizens?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them. They were American. Part of me says, I get it. It's just a game. It's just a game. And Venezuela won. Okay, fine. But once you became an American citizen, why would you want to play for Italy?
Well,
I
think the reason that many of them gave was that they were playing for their mother or their father's country, that they were honoring their parents. In representing those teams, the U.S. team was already stacked, already determined, and there was no slots. And they wanted play. They wanted to play, and so they reached out to their parents and said, "You know, how do you feel about me representing Italy or Venezuela, Dominican Republic?" And they said, "Oh my God, that would be great." And they're trying to actually do it to get baseball in those other countries. They want to take those other countries away from soccer. They really want to start getting the youth into baseball. So I supported it. I thought it made a very competitive series.
Fine,
because,
good.
You know, professional players playing for those countries really made it challenging. And then even Venezuela, phenomenal game against the United States. And pitching was great.
All right.
So anyway, that's
my
takeaway.
I'm just throwing this out.
Yeah.
I get it, and I see that.
Yeah.
But again, here, when you became a citizen, a naturalized citizen, you said, "I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty." Hey, I'm an American now. I'm just not going to... Yeah, I might have been born in Italy. I might have been born in Mexico. I might have been born wherever. But I'm an American. And really, it's kind of hard to have allegiance to two different states at the same time.
Right.